يقول السيد الرئيس هذا الرأي ذكرناه العام الماضي وسنذكره دائما، نحفظ على أي تحوير وراثي وأي ثقة في التحوير الوراثي في أن فيه مصلحة للإنسان. نحن نعلم أن التحوير الوراثي وتعديل الدي إن إيه يضر بالخلية، والتجارب أثبتت ذلك. إطعام الفيران على البطاطس المحور وراثيا أثبت أنها تسبب سرطان في حيواناتها التجارب، والتجارب كثيرة في هذا الشأن. ولذلك السودان يتحفظ الآن وغدا فيما يسمى بالتغنية الحيوية أو التعديل الوراثي لمصلحة الإنسان، في أكثره هو مسرطن ومسبب للسرطان. هذا هو الرأي من ناحية علمية أن الأشياء المحور تعديل الدي إن إيه.
Thank you very much, Sudan. Could you state categorically, do you want us to note your reservation?
Yes, you take my reservation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other intervention on this one, please? Iran, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just simply, I would like to support the concern and reservation made by the Sudan. Thank you very much.
Okay, you are supporting the reservation by Sudan. What about reservation by Iran?
Yeah, just part of Sudan.
Thank you very much. Any other observation, please? So, no any other flag, then we would adopt at step 5, of course, noting the reservation by Sudan and Iran. Thank you very much. The next is also from the same task force. Proposed draft annex on food safety assessment in situations of low-level presence of recombinant DNA plant material in food. Any comments on this one? European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As a preliminary remark, we'd just like to thank Japan for its excellent performance in chairing this particular task force. We should recall that it essentially reached agreement on 3 very sensitive issues in 3 meetings of the task force rather than the 4 foreseen. So it was very efficiently done, and that should be noted by the Commission. On the issue in question, the low-level presence of recombinant DNA plant material, the European Community supports the adoption of the guidelines. We'd like to recall, however, that in the discussions on these particular guidelines, we met our agreement conditional on an information and data sharing mechanism. And in that respect, I would like to thank FAO for its excellent preliminary work in putting in place the necessary informatics infrastructure. And I think it's important that the Commission continues to be fully informed by FAO on the progress in relation to this database, because it's an essential complement to the guidelines. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, European Community. At least that will go into our report. I have Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. Norway will also thank the Chair of the Task Force for a very good job in the Task Force on Biotechnology. We have a comments on 2 paragraphs in the document. This concerns paragraphs 2 and paragraph 6, which we think may be somewhat contradictory as concerns the possibilities of choose to use this document, because the purpose of the documents is to offer countries a possible alternative approach. The paragraph 2, the wording in paragraph 2 and 6 is therefore, in our opinion, maybe somewhat contradictory, because in paragraph 2 it is stated that this annex describes the recommended approach to the food safety assessment in such situations of low-level presence, and so on. Continues. And while in paragraph 6 it is stated that this annex does not preclude national authorities from conducting a food safety assessment according to the Codex Plant Guideline 14. Our proposal is therefore to replace the words "de-recommended" in paragraph 2 with the word 1. So then the paragraph can be read as this annex describes one approach to the food safety assessment in such situations of low-level presence. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Norway. It's a question of the language, and I need to consult with the Secretariat. Secretary, please.
Mr. Chairman, we have the delegation with us, which acted as the host government, therefore without prejudice to more authentic explanation from the chairing country, the Secretariat could see this issue brought to the Commission by Norway as of a semantic nature. It is true that the sense of the second paragraph of section or paragraph 6 is to recognize the full right of any members to conduct a full safety assessment. While in paragraph 2, this annexes defines itself as the recommended approach. Well, not being of English mother tongue, how strong this definite article could be, especially when combined with the adjective recommended, the matter seems to be a very subtle one. We could possibly maintain the adjective recommended, and the question is still to choose between an indefinite article or an indefinite article. And this might not concern a Chinese version at all, but it may be a question for English, French, or Spanish speakers. With this preliminary remark, could I ask through you, Mr. Chairman, whether the chairperson of the task force could add any more explanation? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to go last to the chair of the committee, but before I go to Japan, Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais. بداية أود أن أشكر اليابان على استضافتها لمجموعة العمل والجهد الذي قامت به مع الدول الأخرى في إعداد هذه الدلائل الإرشادية، ولكن فقط أريد الإشارة إلى مراعاة الجوانب الأخلاقية خاصة في تقييم الحيوانات المنتجة بالهندسة الوراثية. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. And can I go now to Japan, please, as the host country of this task force? Japan, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'm chair of the task force, and in my memory, there is no much discussion on the wording recommended, but I understand that this paragraph 2 covers the whole paragraph below. So in that sense, this is just my chair's understanding. So the paragraph 6, the paragraph 2 refers also to the paragraph 6. So this guideline could be recommended to use as written in this whole document. So that's my interpretation, and if the commission wants to modify the paragraph 2 or etc., it's up to you. But in the task force, we discussed very extensively on the paragraph as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. And indeed, Norway was just drawing it to our attention. It was not blocking the adoption. So in that sense, then the document proposed annex of food safety assessment situations of low-level presence of recombinant DNA plant materials in food is adopted as step 5-8, and then we have The next text, proposed draft recommended international code of practice for Norway. Sorry? Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. As you said, we are not blocking the adoption, but I just want to ask you to make sure that our proposal and also the explanation from the chair of the task force is reflected in the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Norway, for your request. It will be reflected, but of course we are trying to keep the report as short and to the point as much as possible, so we will summarize and see that it is reflected there. Then we are on the next text. Task Force for Quick Frozen Fruits, proposed draft recommended international code of practice for the processing and handling of quick frozen foods, proposed at step 5-8. Any objections? I have... What is that? Thailand, please. Is that Thailand?
No, it's Laos.
Laos.
But I'm not quite sure on which point it is.
Laos, please.
Anyone?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Lao, the NAPDONG recommendation to international code of practice for processing and handling of kids frozen food. I think it is adopted by Thailand. Lao PDR is supported this proposal and should be adopted at step 5. At the work of this NAP has been gone through the Ad Hoc Codex International Intergovernmental Task Force, and Lao is appropriate in Thailand for leading this work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Lao. Thailand, please. You have the floor.
Thank you.
You are the chair and the host.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. You're quite right, as the chairperson of the task force. I'm requesting this floor just to brief you two reasons. Number one is about our working and learning process for this task force that can be useful for the commission, similar to the previous task force on biotechnology. Second, this task force has its own lifetime of 2 years. In other words, the task force will be terminated this week. It will be done this week. This code has a long history of development and involvement with initiative to rewrite the code over 8 years ago. The very first draft of the code was prepared by International Institute of Refrigeration, or IIR, and was considered in several occasions by different sessions of the Commission and related committee. The code was later considered by correspondences with the effort of the United States as the coordinator from 2004-2006. The code had been substantially improved and many issues have been solved. However, there are several outstanding issues like defect action point and defect action point analysis. The Commission, at its 29th session here in this room, has decided to try for a final attempt to give a final chance on this work, establishing an ad hoc task force on this matter on quick frozen food to finalize the code within a period of 2 years. With only one session of the task force, Thailand agreed to host the task force with cooperation and assistance from the past coordinator of this exercise, which is the United States. A revision of the code was carried out by Thailand with technical support of the U.S. to address issue of major concern and further improvement of the code. The revised text has been circulated twice and asked for comment. Comment has been incorporated in the text, subsequent text, and fully discussed in the task force meeting. Thailand hosts the session of this task force during February. The discussion during the meeting was very active and positive, with strong spirit and view of finalization of the code in one meeting. So I think time frame is very critical that we learn. Principal and technical issues were fully discussed, as well as all written comments were considered thoroughly during the session. I'm pleased to report that the task force was able to finish this draft code within the time frame, and the draft was submitted for consideration. Before I finish my presentation, I wish to sincerely thank the U.S. for providing both technicals and some financial support for interpretation and translation. Thanks to all member countries to comment and participate actively in this meeting, and also the Secretariat for excellent technical support. Mr. Chairman, this code, once adopted, will be very useful for consumer protection, enhancing and facilitating the production and trade of quick frozen food worldwide. I therefore propose to you for adoption of this code by the Commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Thailand. And I have the European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The European Community would also like to thank Thailand and the United States for their joint work on progressing this particular code of practice. You'll recall from previous meetings of the Commission that the future of the code was in quite some doubt, but we agreed to make one final attempt to reach agreement, and those efforts proved very, very successful. There's one point of detail which the European Community would like to raise. The code quite rightly highlights that freezing can be used to reduce the risk from certain parasites, and it cites as an example Trichinella, and we fully agree. However, it is not effective in addressing the risks from all species of Trichinella. It should precise that the species in question is Trichinella spiralis. We've raised this issue with the chair and with other relevant scientific experts, and they all agree with it. So we would like to propose that the reference to Trichinella be amended slightly to specify Trichinella spiralis. Thank you.
Thank you, United European Community, please. And then I have IIR.
Oui, je représente l'Institut international du froid, organisation intergouvernementale avec une expertise scientifique et technique. Donc, nous avons été sollicités au cours de l'année 2000 par le secrétariat du Codex pour proposer un avant-projet de révision du code d'usage des produits surgelés, ce que nous avons fait en 2001. Et l'Institut international du froid tient à féliciter pour la qualité et l'importance du travail réalisé depuis tous les représentants des pays, notamment États-Unis et Thaïlande, et les experts qui ont participé à l'amélioration et à la finalisation du projet initial et se réjouit de le voir arriver en phase finale d'approbation. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, IIR, and the Commission will definitely note the good work done by Malaysia and in cooperation with, done by Thailand, in cooperation with the United States of America, and later in the course of the agenda, we would also have an opportunity to reflect upon that, and would therefore adopt the text as presented with the amendment of this species genera, it's given Trichinella as a species, but we shall be more specific as to mention the species, that is Trichinella spiralis. Thank you very much. That is adopted, and that brings us to the end of part one of the agenda item, and we would like to quickly go to part two. Other standards and related texts submitted for adoption. And we have five texts, mostly amendments. So if I quickly go to the text from the Codex Committee on Food Additives, it's an amendment to Table 3 of the General Standard for Food Additives, and the right document is Alnum 08/31/12, and specifically paragraph 52. Any objections on this?
India,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have two comments on the footnote to the annex to the Table 3. First is that the Commission may recall that as per the table in Section 4, Food Additives of the Codex Standards for Fermented Milks, the use of preservatives is not permitted in plain fermented milk and heat treated after fermentation. And the second point is that in the standards for fermented milk, the use of stabilizers and thickeners has been allowed. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, we have a suggestion to make a minor modification in the footnote, whereby the word preservatives may be deleted, and in place we could write stabilizers and thickeners. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, India. And we also note you have your comments in Limb 3.
Limb 9.
Limb 9? Yeah, it's in Limb 9. And would really wish to refer those observations for consideration in the next session of the Codex Committee on Food Additives. And it's my understanding that you are not blocking the adoption. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. IDF prepared the simplified additive provisions for this draft standard by adding a clause, as indicated by India, referring to Table 3 of the GSFA. And India are correct in their observations as represented. However, as is common in the arcane world of additive lists, it is never that simple. And therefore, in terms of the suggested amendment to correct this problem, as suggested by India, an amendment to the proposed footnote, I'd like to defer to IDF to suggest a slight change in this footnote as represented by India. We accept that the footnote is necessary, but it needs a slight amendment for it to be correct. So defer to IDF, please.
IDF, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Indeed, India are correct to draw the attention of the Commission to the fact that preservatives are not permitted in the plain fermented milk products heat-treated after fermentation. And we fully agree that the word preservative should be removed from the footnote. However, the list of additives that were agreed at CCMMP were by consensus. And in the interest of simplification, two groups of additives, acidity regulators and packaging gases, we refer just to Table 3 to shorten that list. However, in the case of stabilizers and thickeners, there are quite a number of additives, additional additives, which could be regarded as stabilizers and thickeners, and it was decided at CCMMP that we should retain, if you like, a positive list of stabilizers and thickeners. So we would suggest maybe that the word stabilizers and thickeners not be added as suggested by India, but that the word preservatives be deleted. The footnote would then start acidity regulators and packaging gases listed in Table 3 are acceptable, etc. Thank you.
China, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm speaking as the chair of the CCFA. And I agree that the India observation is correct. So in the interest of time, I propose that we do not adopt the amendment of this agenda item at this commission and return to the CCFA for reconsideration at our next committee meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, China. And as a commission, we shall not adopt this amendment and invite the Codex Committee on Food Additives. Codex Committee? Thank you, China, and we shall not adopt this amendment. Instead, we would refer everything to the Codex Committee on Food Additives and to consider it in its next session. Thank you very much. Can we go to the next amendment? Again, it's from the same committee. Amendment to the provisions of colors of the general standard for food additives. Any comments on the next proposed amendment? No? Thank you very much. Then we shall adopt the amendment. The next item on our list is from the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, but because this amendment really covers the proposed amendments from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products, I would suggest we first look at the text from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. That's on page 5. And the first one is maximum levels of annatto extracts in Codex standards for milk and milk products including consequential changes to the provisions for beta-carotene, that's vegetable. And the document is Alnom 08/31/11, particularly paragraph 17 and the appendix 2. Any objections to adoption of these amendments? No? Thank you very much. Then the amendments, the maximum levels are adopted. Then we have the, again, same text from the same committee. Food additive lists of standard for fermented milk. And we are on standard 243-2003. Okay, then we adopt this text. And then can we go to the text from CCMAS now? Methods of analysis in Codex, and we are on Alnom 08/31/23, in particular paragraphs 52-61 and the appendix 3. No flag, then we, India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our comment is in Lim 9. We would like to suggest that a conversion factor as N multiply 6.38 be added against the protein requirement in the case in the category of cheese and other milk products for the purposes of calculating protein. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sorry, we are consulting for a while and we'll come back immediately. I had to consult because my recollection is the protein conversion factor has always been an issue of discussion in the commission and in the committee meetings, both in Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products and CCMAX. He just endorsed the recommendation from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. And can I go to New Zealand, the chair of the milk and milk products, and can you reflect on Give us your reflection on this discussion on the protein convection factor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're just wondering whether this is an editorial presentation thing suggested or it changes the decision of the committee. And we're just not sure about that at the moment. It seems that it's just presentation of the conversion factor that was agreed. Is that correct?
Go to IDF, please. IDF, please.
Thank you, Chairman. The confusion seems to be that India, in its limb number 9, makes reference to the amendment to Table 3 of the General Standard for Food Additives, which is probably incorrect. We suspect it should be to the appendix. Which one? Appendix 3, Part D of the CC Mass Ali Norm, which is document. It's difficult to find the page in this. It's page Ali Norm 08-3123. And there is reference in that, I think, to whey powders, where a reference is made to protein using a conversion factor of N/6.38. And probably it's in whey powders. And probably for consistency, that should be referenced in more of the standards for milk and milk products, including cheese, within there. But there are references to ISO, IDF methods of analysis, and all of these refer to the conversion factor of 6.38 to be used for calculating milk protein content. I hope that does some clarification, and maybe India could come back if it's a different point that they're making. And we'll try and assist in far as we can. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Because as I recall, there had been questions on whether we should apply the conversion factor of 6.3 to all milk products or otherwise. And I think India is suggesting that we just insert to make sure that is that conversion factor that is used, N times 6.38. And India, do you think it will make a lot of change if we don't add that? India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think what IDF has said is correct. It was just to facilitate understanding of the standards that for the category of cheese and other milk products, we suggested that 6.38 may be added. But if the same consequence can be understood without adding this number, then it is okay.
Thank you, India. That is exactly what I was trying to look for, and thank you very much. So we have adopted the amendments from the text from CCMAS as submitted, and as is given in Alum 0/8/31/23, paragraphs 52 to 61, and the appendix 3. Thank you very much. That brings us to the end of this part 2, and we will need to look at part 3.
No, we don't.
And as it was explained by the secretary, there was no issue raised against this, so it remains. And that brings us to the end of agenda item 4. So I wish to invite the commission to start looking at agenda item 5. The document is Alnom 08/31/36. And there's a list of Chile, please.
Disculpa, señor presidente, pero cuando estaba hablando sobre el tema 3, ninguno de la mesa miró hacia acá. Y la verdad que aunque sí lo dijo la Secretaría, en el orden del día viene el punto 3 después del punto 2. Yo no me voy a referir al tema en términos científicos de la somatotrofina ni nada, pero sí en términos sistémicos, en términos de procedimiento del COEX. Llevamos con este tema desde la reunión 23 hasta esta reunión 31. Resulta que hemos tenido algunos eventos, como es el caso de la evaluación FAO-OMS para agilizar el proceso del COEX. Tenemos un análisis crítico del Comité Ejecutivo que dice en su punto 9, cuando analizan las normas, que no deberían durar más de 5 años. Y tenemos la revisión de la Comisión del Proceso Normativo en general. Esto no se condice con la demora que ha tenido en tomarse una decisión. A lo que quiero llegar es que en esta reunión hemos tenido también 2 normas que han quedado como retenidas y con distintas características. Uno quedó como retenida para ser vista en la comisión y otra quedó como retenida para recibir observaciones del comité correspondiente. Por tanto, creo que ya es tiempo de poder definir qué es lo que es una norma retenida y cuánto tiempo puede permanecer una norma en estado de retenida. ¿Cuándo se toma la definición de que una norma va a quedar como retenida y cuánto tiempo va a quedar como retenida? ¿Y por qué es la causa por la que se define como retenida? Por tanto, esta sería una tarea o del Comité Ejecutivo o del Comité de Principios Generales, más bien. Porque si va a ser un procedimiento que siempre se va a utilizar, no me opongo. Pero cuando hay problemas de llegar a consenso, posiblemente haya que tomarla. Pero hay que acotarla por cuánto tiempo va a permanecer en este estado. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile, and I also recall you raising the same thing in the last commission, and could the secretary please clarify on matters of procedure, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The new standards setting management mechanism, which is called critical review, to which the delegation of Chile referred to, includes a component that would ensure, that would monitor the standards development process as a whole. It will be on the agenda of the next session of the exec committee to look at all the ongoing work which have not reached the final adoption. Therefore, the next session of the exec committee will automatically review all the ongoing work items, including this particular draft MRL being held at step 8. Therefore, it would be for the exec committee at its next session to review this item as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And that will be in our records, and it will be matters referred from the commission on the agenda of the next executive committee meeting. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. أود فقط الإشارة إلى كيفية أو إلى أي مدى نحتفظ بالمعيار. دائما نحتفظ بالمعيار طالما يعمل بكفاءة ويعطي نتائج عملية نثق فيها، ولكن إذا كان هناك الدلائل العلمية التي تشير إلى غير ذلك، ففي هذه الحالة فقط نلجأ إلى تغيير المعايير. شكرا جزيلا.
To Egypt, and that reinforces the need for the Executive Committee to look at this in its next session. Seeing no any other flag, then we have closed that agenda item, and we are on agenda item 5.
Chile.
No, Chile to put down the flag, so. Okay, we are.
No, Chile wants to speak.
Brazil, on agenda, the agenda item we have closed. Is it on agenda item 5, which I have just opened? Thank you very much. Brazil on agenda item 5, but I had not gone into the substance of agenda item 5.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solamente para registrar que Brasil, sobre el tema del Comité de Nutrición, que Brasil apoya la adopción de este documento en el trámite 5 y solicita que sus comentarios que están presentados en la LINORM 08316A sean considerados por el Comité de Nutrición cuando examine el tema nuevamente. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Brazil, for going ahead of the chair. Yes, in fact, now I wish to invite comments on the text presented from the Codex Committee on Nutrition for Food for Special Dietary Uses and its establishment and application of risk analysis principles by the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. We have the support from Brazil that this should be adopted at step 5. Any other support or any other observation otherwise? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a text which, after completion, would go to the procedural manual as one of the risk analysis policy documents being drawn up by all Codex committees handling food safety or nutrition safety issues. Therefore, in principle, this document does not have to go through step procedures and it can be handled as a development of internal document. Because the Nutrition Committee decided to use a step procedure, it is included in this list, but it is not part of any future Codex Alimentarius text. Just for clarification, thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that further clarification. And seeing no any other flag. WHO, please.
We are hiding behind you. It's just to make the small point that since risk analysis includes risk assessment, FAO and WHO will make comments into these principles into the committee. This is a very important part, and we think that there is a need for additional input from FAO and WHO in relation to scientific advice as part of risk analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO, for that commitment, and it has always been appreciated. So the text is adopted as step 5. Can we go to the text from the Committee on Milk and Milk Products? Proposed draft amendment to the Codex Standard for Fermented Milks. That's Codex Standard 243 of 2003, pertaining to drinks based on fermented milk. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Cuba está de acuerdo con que se continúe este anteproyecto y desea hacer una observación referida a los aditivos de estas leches fermentadas que muchas veces y en una gran parte de las veces tienen un contenido de fruta. Y es que en el caso de los aditivos consideramos que debe analizarse el tema del sorbato de potasio como conservante de las leches fermentadas aromatizadas con frutas, porque muchas veces no tienen tratamiento térmico y estas pulpas se han conservado con este aditivo y cuando se arrastran a la leche fermentada pueden sufrir el resultado de la transmisión por parte de la fruta que contenga el mismo y que la absorbe. Por lo tanto, consideramos que debe incluirse en la continuidad de este anteproyecto, de una forma muy especial, el seguimiento que se va a dar a los aditivos que van a contener estas leches fermentadas en el caso de que lo requieran para la conservación de frutas. Esta es la observación de Cuba. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Cuba, for that very good information. And could you please have that information presented either at step 6 or in the committee itself? Thank you very much. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina reitera su oposición con referencia a la inclusión de las bebidas lácteas fermentadas en la actual norma sobre leches fermentadas y opina que debería elaborarse una norma que incluya solamente las bebidas lácteas fermentadas. Por otra parte, Argentina entiende que el grupo de trabajo y el comité debería atenerse al mandato recibido y mantener en discusión aquellos aspectos que no fueron acordados. Asimismo, deseamos señalar que consideramos que la visión general de comentarios que figura en el documento debería presentarse con más detalle para que realmente se puedan reflejar debidamente todos los puntos de vista. Por otra parte, consideramos que tampoco estamos de acuerdo con el porcentaje de ingredientes lácteos establecidos y entendemos que mínimamente, para poder llamarse producto lácteo, este componente debería ser por lo menos del 50% del total del producto. Gracias.
And my understanding is you are not opposing the adoption of this text as step five, and of course the committee should consider your views, and of course it will also benefit if Argentina you would participate and express the same views in the committee. Thank you very much. Any other observation? Indonesia, please. And of course I would kindly remind the delegations that adoption at step five, it's a way of giving the committees the opportunity to start working on the text. Yes. And any technical information, please, we should appreciate if you could refer that to the technical committee. And we should not, we are not all that technical to handle technical issues here. Thank you very much. And I have Indonesia, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Indonesia is very active in this committee, particularly that the CCMMP reached consensus to resolve most of the issue in relation to the proposed draft amendment. However, the issue of minimum of content, fermented milk, was kept in square brackets due to the concerns raised by several countries. The proposed draft amendment is forwarded to CHG for adoption at step 5. However, I should inform that CCMMP agreed that following the adoption by CHG, a physical working group led by Indonesia will meet prior to the next session of the CCMMP to discuss further the issue in relation of minimum content and other matter which dealing with this particular issue. So Indonesia would like to propose to adopt step five. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any member strongly opposing the adoption of this text as step five? I have Singapore and Japan, and I'm tempted to close the list. Thank you very much. The list is closed. Can I go to Singapore, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Singapore support the adoption of this as step five. But I have one comment here. There are some difficulty here in terms of the square bracket of minimum amount of fermented milk. I wonder whether it would be more practical and more direct to use the percentage of solid non-fat as indicator rather than the percentage of fermented milk. And I would suggest that 3%, and which work out to be around that. I think it's a more straightforward, a more direct way of determining the amount of fermented milk inside rather than indirect. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And then I have Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to support the adoption of the proposed draft amendment with 40% at step 5, because it fully reflects the characteristics of the drinks based on fermented milk on the market. Variety of drinks based on fermented milk which contain a minimum of 40% of fermented milk have been on the world market for a long time, and those products' value have been well recognized. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Japan. I see no any other flag. Then the text is adopted as step 5. And I would kindly remind the delegations to understand comments on issues of technical nature cannot really be handled in the commission. And I strongly urge members to participate more effectively at the committee level and make sure consensus is as much as possible reached at the committee level. Otherwise, we are not in a position to handle technical issues, even changing, numerical values in this commission meeting. Then the next text we have is from CCMAS, proposed draft guidelines on analytical terminology. The document is Alnom 08/31/23, para 51 in particular, and the appendix 5. An opposition?
No.
No? Thank you very much. Then it's adopted as step 5. We have text from Codex Committee on Contaminants Foods, proposed draft code of practice for the reduction of acrylamide in foods, Alnom 08/31/41, para 95, appendix 5.
No?
No? Then it's adopted at step 5.
Sorry.
Who is that?
Switzerland.
Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, we would like to state that Switzerland does not oppose the adoption of the proposed draft code of practice for the reduction of acrylamide in food at step 5. Nevertheless, Switzerland is still of the opinion that the proposed text does not offer prospects of substantial reduction of acrylamide for foods derived from potatoes. Indeed, Switzerland believes that the proposal for setting a high sugar limit could encourage the use of potatoes with a high sugar content, which would be inappropriate for frying or roasting purposes. Therefore, Switzerland requests the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods to examine all relevant information and data which will be submitted to the committee before finalizing this text in view of its adoption at step 8. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland, and I'm sure the committee will take your observations and concerns into account. Any other flag? India, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support the view expressed by Switzerland. We also have similar concerns about the selection of cultivars with reducing sugars. Particularly in developing countries, there's a lot of mix-up of the cultivars which happens from the seed selection level up to the marketplace. And strict control, temperature control cannot be possible at all places. So we would also suggest that this matter be looked at by the committee once again. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, India, and I strongly believe the committee will look at it again. So seeing no any other flag, then we adopt the text as step 5 as being proposed. And then we also have text from the same committee, proposed draft code of practice for the reduction of contamination of food with polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons from smoking and direct drying processes, Alnom 08/31/41, appendix 5. Sorry, it's appendix 6. Yeah, appendix 6. Thank you very much. It's adopted as step 5. Then we have text from the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues, proposed draft maximum residue limits for pesticides, and it's Alnom 08/31/24. You have paras 35 down to 104, appendix 5. And I have the flag of the European Community, please.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Los comentarios de la Comunidad Europea están disponibles en el documento LIM número 6. La Comunidad Europea no apoya la adopción en el trámite 5 para los anteproyectos de LMRs propuestos para las siguientes combinaciones de sustancias y de productos. Para el triadimefón, sustancia número 133, para uvas, debido a preocupaciones sobre la ingestión aguda. Para ciflutrin, beta-ciflutrin, sustancia número 157, para los brécoles y las coles arrepolladas y finalmente para el flusilazol, la sustancia número 165, para las frutas pomáceas, los melocotones, las nectarinas y los desperdicios comestibles de bovino. La Comunidad Europea, por lo tanto, solicita que su reserva se anote en el informe y, además, la Comunidad Europea quisiera informarles que, como ya se anunció en la última sesión del Comité sobre Residuos de Plaguicidas, ha enviado al JMPR y a la Secretaría del Códex los formularios para expresar preocupaciones para el triadimefón y para el flusilazol. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, European Community, and we shall note the reservation. Norway, please.
Thank you, Chair. I will be very brief, just to say we support what was said by the EU Commission, and we will also have our reservations noted in the report for the same.
Norway, can you try again? We couldn't get to you. There was something with the mic.
Yes, I see.
Yep.
It's okay. It's okay now. You can hear me?
Yep, we can.
I will be very brief. I will just say that we will support, and I will not repeat what the EU Commission said. We will, but we want our reservation also noted in the report for the same pesticides and the same fruit and vegetables. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway, and the reservation will be made. Any other flag? No, then the text adopted as step 5 with the reservations made by the European Community and Norway noted. And the last text is from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, proposed draft Codex standard for apples. Alnom 08/31/35, para 88, and Appendix 4. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Como usted lo sugirió, nosotros vamos a estar pendientes del trámite 6 de este anteproyecto de norma para manzana, pero queremos hacer la observación desde ya sobre cuatro puntos muy breves. En primer lugar, la tolerancia por podredumbre de la manzana, que crea un antecedente diferente a otras normas sobre frutas. La permisividad sobre presencia de plagas y parásitos vivos. Otro punto, la clasificación por color, que en muchas de las normas del CODES se ha eliminado debido a que no se incluyen folletos ilustrativos. Y finalmente, la preponderancia en las mismas normas de frutas sobre la consistencia firme que se utiliza para varias normas del CODES, que inclusive para especies como papaya, mango, tuna, banano, lima, limón, son de menor consistencia que la manzana. Estos cuatro puntos estaremos pendientes en el trámite de la norma. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia, and as you said, you would avail yourself the opportunity to raise the same thing in the committee, and that brings us to the end of this agenda item.